Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming to the very first Actuarial Society of South Africa's Alternative Investments Forum seminar. It's an inaugural event, and I am the chairman of the Alternative Investments Forum itself. My name is Malizole Mdlegeza. For those of you that don't know me, I'm an actuary specializing in pensions and investments, and what I represent effectively is a committee of 13 actuaries and actuarial professionals in within the country, looking at issues around institutional investing into hedge funds, private equity, and infrastructure, the so-called alternative asset classes. Right. So the importance of our work lies not only in assessing the suitability of those investments for institutional investors like pension funds or even insurance companies, but in the broader sort of socioeconomic impact that those types of asset classes do have on a sort of more general national level effectively. The institutional investing landscape is evolving, as with anything else in society. And I think the reach of the actuarial profession should allow and adjust for those changes, right? So one of the areas, there are multiple areas in which actuaries can be involved in within alternative investments, right? One is under direct fund management. So either working as a direct fund manager within a private equity firm, infrastructure type investing firm, or a hedge fund, for example. The second, which is of critical importance, is under the design of institutional strategic asset allocations. So obviously the actuarial skill set extends beyond just the actual fund managing of the funds within the fund management space, but to understand what types of asset classes are best suited for defined benefit or defined contribution type pension funds, for certain types of life insurers or with certain types of products, or even towards the space of general insurers, or even in the banking space as well. So those are some of the issues that we do, we sort of investigate within the committee itself. Our work reaches out towards, is split up into four branches effectively. The first of those is education. So a few years ago, we updated the F205 notes, those of you that do know the course, to include alternative investments, as the investments landscape is obviously evolving over time. The second of those is research. We've done quite a lot of work in facilitating and producing research ourselves, which is relevant to the South African financial services market around alternative investments and their suitability, again, to obviously institutional investors. The third is market awareness, or awareness within the both within the actuarial profession itself as well as to the broader sort of societal stakeholders like pension funds, as we do have partnerships with the likes of Batsita, the Council for Retirement Funds, as well as SAVCA, among other institutions. Right. Now, as I mentioned, I think it's important that the skill set that actuaries have evolves effectively to allow for whatever sort of market or financial situation we find ourselves in, or societal situation we find ourselves in. Now, the pensions market in South Africa is roughly, according to ASISA statistics, is roughly about 4.2 trillion in total. That equates to about 70 to 80% of our national GDP. So how those pension fund assets are invested in our economy has a huge bearing on, it goes far beyond the effect that it has on the pension fund members themselves, and has broader sort of societal reaching implications. So one of the areas where we do get involved in quite heavily is in the formulation of the understanding or the assessment of the impact that those assets can have on a broader sort of national scale, as I mentioned. Those of you who obviously follow the more traditional listed markets like equities and bonds and cash, traditional property, I mean, you would have seen the bulk of those pension fund assets, roughly about between 40 and 50%, depending on how you classify them, are invested in pure equities. Now, over the past 6 years alone, equities have been returning, if you look at the SWIX index, for example, as a benchmark, equities have been returning very low single-digit figures, close to just over 0%, in fact, depending on the exact time horizon that you are looking at. Now, is that acceptable, really, if you are an institutional investor, if you have your money invested into a pension fund? I mean, if you had effectively started investing about 6 years ago, you would have had returns way below inflation, right? So now we are here to question the status quo, the norm, in terms of how those investment strategies are constructed effectively. If you include maybe dividends and look at total returns, you're looking at 3 to 4% or just slightly above that. is that acceptable, or should we collectively as actuaries and broader society think about the way investing is done, right? Those are the questions that we look to try to answer effectively. I mean, market volatility in itself has increased significantly due to economic factors like QE, for example, global geopolitical factors like Brexit and the US-China trade wars in more recent times as well. So, and for a number of reasons, volatility is sort of predicted to increase. So the diversification benefits that alternative investments can have on an institutional portfolio are therefore all that much greater and warrant us looking, having a deeper look at those, what those institutional assets entail. So again, although we are long-term investors, institutions like life insurers and pension funds are long-term investors. 6 years is a long enough period for us to warrant the construction of those investment portfolios or of those investment strategies effectively. Now, as I did mention, we have three main asset classes, and the reason why we focus on those three, which are infrastructure, private equity, and hedge funds, is that they are the largest single asset classes from an AUM point of view, assets under management point of view. Although you could extend the definition to the likes of cryptocurrency or commodities, for example, or securitizations, or et cetera, the main reason we focus on those three is largely because of the sort of liquidity profile and the effect that they can have on a larger market itself. Again, with low growth forecasts locally, fundamentals are not necessarily looking good for those traditional asset classes. So again, there's a need from that aspect to rethink the way investing is done. I was having I shared a moment with Heidi saying that most sectors of the economy really are not looking good from a growth point of view. Fundamentals are not looking attractive. I think one of the best, with all the negative news sort of flying around in the media, one of the best sectors to be in is literally in media, because you never run out of stories to talk about, effectively. I mean, just yesterday, I think she was reporting on a certain ex-CEO trying to make his way into a large institutional company. So she was literally on ground level sort of reporting. So on a normal day-to-day basis, really, you never run out of things to report on within the economy and the country. So within infrastructure, the key themes of prescribed assets are very topical, of course. And infrastructure is very broad. How you invest into it, as well as the different sectors like hospitals, roads, energy, etc. All those are subdivisions of the infrastructure asset class. And some of the two panels that we have will sort of try to unpack some of the issues behind that as well. The second panel specifically will talk about the risks from the perspective of different of a bank as well as a life insurer and a pension fund when it comes to investing into infrastructure, and talk about the risk sort of capital requirements around that and the appropriateness of those requirements effectively. The second asset class, obviously, private equity. It's an asset class that has been growing quite significantly over the past couple of years, although there's been a sort of a slowdown in the past 2 years. But the first sessional will be unpacking its actual practical effects on institutional pension funds, whether this asset class, aside from the theory that we discussed, is actually appropriate for pension funds, right? And the second one will drill down into venture capital itself, as well as talking about impact investing and entrepreneurship, as well as the broader sort of benefits that are associated with venture capital. And then lastly, we'll end the day off by talking about hedge funds and their suitability, again, within the South African market. There's been a bit of sort of turbulence within the hedge fund space. I think we've had two consecutive years of significant loss or reduction in the size of assets under management. I think the latest figure we're sitting at is about 47 billion, according to the end of 2018 statistics. So we'll be unpacking some of the reasons behind that, as well as looking at the future of hedge funds within South African institutional portfolios. In between panel discussions, we will have TED-style talks, courtesy of our sponsors, Ashburton Investments, as well as Suka and Associates, on thought leadership topics around, in and around alternative investments, which I will happily expand on. And other than that, really, we'll be unpacking the socioeconomic sort of implications of alternatives as a whole. I think the days in which investing for the sake of investing and returns alone are long behind us, because of the sort of situation that we find ourselves in globally and as a country as well. So you cannot necessarily divorce the one from the other, really. Other than that, I'd like to thank all of you for attending. So that's actuaries within banking, life insurance, pensions, consulting, investment managers, investment consultants, pension fund executives, trustees, and principal officers, as well as members of various professions like the CFA Society, Investment Analysts Association of South Africa, as well as our partners, Matsita and Safka, as well. So part of the aim of this discussion really was to try and unite people in various sectors of the industry in one room to bring all those sort of heads together and see how best to take, to steer the ship forward effectively. I'm sure collectively the brain power in this room can definitely make a dent and make headway and progress when it comes to these issues effectively. Between the individual sessionals, there will be a live poll, so please just take note of that link with questions. Heidi will effectively steer you through each of those questions over the various sessionals, and the pin to log in is also shown over there. The sessional will be recorded as well and will be available if you'd like to sort of get hold of it at a later stage. The details are to be shared at a later stage as well. And I'd like to thank the Actuarial Society, the broader Actuarial Society, who made this event possible. Our events committee, specifically Sando Manona for all of the work that she's put in over the past couple of weeks, and to the rest of my committee in terms of the formulation and the putting together of this event effectively. So I'd like to thank all of you for that.